Good day, this is Michael Meehan, editor at SearchWebServices.com, and today I'm speaking with David McFarland, Chief Operating Officer at Nexa Web Technologies, Inc., about composite applications in SOA, which, as you may have heard, have a little bit of something to do with each other. Good day, David. How are you doing?
Very good. And yourself?
Excellent. Excellent. Well, why don't we jump straight into it for the audience here? The first question is how have composite applications changed from the way we may have perceived them 5 to 10 years ago? What's new in the 21st century in terms of the way we view composite applications?
Well, I think that really what's changed here is that we're able to now create these composite applications on a platform of business services that allow us to bring together information and data and functionality in a far more agile and productive fashion. The consequence of that is that our ability to create composite applications is now much broader, and our ability to deliver those composite applications, or the time to deliver those composite applications, is much, much shorter. So consequently, what you have is an overall increase in velocity in our ability to deliver apps, and you no longer have to go through the long, protracted process that you one time had to deliver such a solution. And the consequence of that is that for many situations, you're able to deliver relatively short-term applications, what people are often calling situational applications, or sometimes are being called mashups.
Could you describe those situational applications a little bit better? I mean, I think we're all familiar with mashups, but what sort of situational applications beyond, you know, sort of a simple put a map on something mashup are we talking about here?
Well, they can actually become really quite sophisticated. For instance, the ability to be able to bring together a multitude of different sets of information from quite diverse sources and present that in a highly collaborative environment. This is something that we're seeing out of a lot of enterprises and also out of a lot of public sector agencies, government agencies, who want to break down the traditional stovepipes of information and applications and to be able to operate in a much more collaborative and interactive fashion.
We often see sort of admonitions to assemble instead of write new code. Is that actually functioning in reality? Are people assembling instead of writing new code? I would think there's that sort of natural reaction amongst people who've been writing code for a long time that, no, I'm just going to code this up from scratch.
No, indeed. We really are seeing a lot more of an assembly process than simply a pure native coding. And this is really helped by the concepts of an SOA infrastructure that allows you to more readily and easily loosely couple this capability. In fact, the Nexa Web platform itself is really designed to help promote that level of productivity, the ability to be able to bring together different data sources and functionality on the back end through a web services infrastructure, and then to loosely couple that to predefined UI widgets, so predefined graphical metaphors that allow you to display that information. It may be as simple as displaying information across a geographical mapping service like Google, or it may be more complicated in terms of delivering a operational application that supports an entire call center functionality, or maybe as in the case of some of our customers, the ability to deliver an entire end-to-end foreign exchange trading platform over the web. So the complexity of these applications has grown inordinately, but the process itself has been highly simplified by the advent of platforms like NexaWeb that allow you to quickly and efficiently loosely couple these data sources and services into predefined graphical UI widgets.
One of the applications I've heard mentioned, certainly down the road, for rich internet applications, Ajax-type applications, is event-driven sort of applications, being able to sort of tell you immediately when something is going on, tied to business activity monitoring. Is that something that you see people working toward? Is that something you folks at NexaWeb are working toward? And is that something you think is going to be achievable for a lot of users in the next, oh, say, 2-3 years?
Well, yeah, I mean, this isn't something that we're working toward. This is a reality for many of our customers and in large order as well. We have a number of customers who are deploying applications that are based primarily on real-time event information. To give you a couple of large examples, EMC, for instance, uses the NexaWeb platform to deliver all of their UI for their Symmetrics and Control Center applications. These are basically network monitoring applications that allow you to monitor and respond to events that are occurring anywhere across the network topology in real time. And all of that information is presented to you through a real-time interface that allows you to respond to the event and then to analyze that topology in a graphical format. Another example would be Bank of Tokyo Mitsubishi, who have deployed a end-to-end foreign exchange trading platform. So this is a platform that is based almost solely on responding to real-time event information from multiple market information sources. In fact, for this platform, we actually combine information from a staggering 120 different data sources. Those data sources includes real-time exchange rate information from Reuters. And each one of the 10,000 institutional investors that use this technology now worldwide, each one of them basically subscribes through a simple URL with no predefined code on the PC, but they log on onto the application, and then they are provided and presented with a complete trading platform with real-time streaming information, with real-time information in terms of exchange rate fluctuations across custom currency pairs. And the application goes way beyond this. It's not simply an informational forum. This is a true trading platform. They can respond to any of that information and actually conduct trades across that platform. We have very stringent service level objectives that we have to meet in this event. As you can imagine, whenever there's a change in any one of that components in the Reuters data feed, we present that in a millisecond out to the subscribed client anywhere over the internet. And then the trader can actually respond and conduct a complete closed loop trade in less than 2 seconds, including the trade order management transaction and the acknowledgement of the full settlement. So these are business level applications that are operating in some of the highest velocity services in the market today, and they're doing so entirely over the web.
You mentioned the 100 different data sources on that trading application. Do you run into any significant number of users who, when they sit down to plan out these projects, that they haven't quite thought through, well, is my data composite enough yet to really build composite application around? I've been hearing a lot of blowback on that lately about, you know, we've got a great structure here, but our data isn't ready to feed into it completely.
Well, there's no question that you know, this is a significant issue. Is the successful metadata management that provides a data infrastructure that allows you to deploy these concepts of mashup, and that requires the organization to basically pre-bake and pre-configure the different UI components so that they are pre-designed to be able to work and operate with the data sources. I think it's a little bit of a fallacy to really think that we've yet reached the stage that end users can surf through any series of data sources through web services and have the semantic knowledge that they would need to be able to successfully integrate that information together. So we help that process by allowing you to effectively pre-configure these components so that as an end user, my job is much highly simplified in that I'm really just basically dragging and dropping and integrating on a digital dashboard a whole set of predefined widgets in order to get the analysis I'm looking for. A great example of this was the recent TeamQuest product that was deployed using NexaWeb, where they're providing a highly interactive mashup of analytic information across the network, all of which is based on real-time streaming information based on the systems and network activity.
When I'm sitting down to do some composite application development, is there any particular pitfall that you would say, you know, beware of? You know, aside from sort of the, you know, general boilerplate stuff about, you know, hey, getting overly locked in with one platform or whatever, but is there something that, you know, just sort of a common mistake you see people make and it causes them more trouble than it's worth down the road?
Well, I think the thing here is that, you know, whilst the speed that tools like NexaWeb can bring to the equation in terms of very quickly prototyping applications, we have to understand that these are enterprise applications that we're developing. And so there's certain rigor and process that we want to go through. And if you look at the overall cost, total cost of ownership across the application lifecycle, organizations typically spend, 4 to 7 times in the maintenance mode what they ever spend in the development mode. So you have to be wary of technologies that offer, very, very short, simple development cycles, but that may lead you into a architecture or an application that becomes unwieldy and difficult to support. A typical example of this would be the choice that organizations need to make in the world of RIA between when they should use a scripting language like Ajax versus when they should use a more object-oriented language like Java. And so basically for NexaWeb, what we do is that we give the customer the choice not just to pick one of those, but to mix and match either of those technologies. But there are certain times when a simple scripting language offers you a lot of very simple advantages. If you're doing very simple website enhancement, if you're delivering simple applications that can be built and deployed by typically a single developer, then it offers a value. As you get into more complicated applications that require team collaboration, then you really want the benefits of a more object-oriented approach, not just in terms of the efficiencies of reuse and the concepts of assembly that we were talking about, but also in terms of the dramatically reduced maintainability of those applications under that construct. So we really would advise organizations to remember that whilst these may be quick and easy to develop on the surface, they're still enterprise applications. You need to understand how they're going to fit into your overall enterprise architecture. You need to understand how you're going to effectively maintain those applications. And wherever possible, you need to pursue a route that is not going to introduce or tie you into some proprietary architecture. We go to great lengths to maintain an open standard approach. All of the underlying technology of NexaWeb is based on industry standards and open standards like Eclipse or Ajax or Java, and we go to great lengths to make sure that our framework and our infrastructure allows you to use multiple technologies together rather than tying you into one. So when you build applications with NexaWeb, you can do so in a way that embraces Ajax, that embraces Java, that uses Flash components where you think that they offer great advantage, or maybe swing components that have been developed in prior projects. This concept and promotion of reuse, this abstracting you away from specific technology or proprietary technology, is a big part of maintaining a clean, open standards architecture.
Well, thank you very much, David. I appreciate you taking the time today.
No problem.
And once again, this has been the Search Web Services podcast on composite applications and SOA. Hope you enjoyed it and have a good day.